And now the opinion page. As most elementary students filed back into their desks this morning, chances are a woman stood in front of the room. Less than 10% of elementary school teachers are men, by one report. It's a number that tells what Derek Jackson calls a cruel truth about the status of elementary schools. Low prestige, notions of masculinity, fears about accusations of abuse all keep men from teaching grammar school in larger numbers. Derek Jackson wrote about the value of male school teachers in a column this past spring. As the school year resumes, we want to hear from you on this. Whether you're a parent, teacher, or student, why are there so few male teachers in elementary school? What difference could a man make in the classroom? 800-989-8255. Tell us your story. Email talk@npr.org. Derek Jackson is a columnist for the Boston Globe with us today by phone from his office at the paper. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Neil.
And you write in that column that there's little evidence that male teachers would affect academic achievement. So then what's the value of more men in the classroom?
Well, from my personal experiences, but more importantly from talking with some researchers in the area, a couple things. One is that, for instance, I had male teachers in the third and fifth grade in Milwaukee back in the 1960s, and my fifth grade teacher in particular had a lot of action-oriented tricks to keep us awake in the classroom, and the one I remember the most was taping a solar system to the wall, and the more pages we read, the farther we went out to Pluto and then came back. And I tell you, really, male and female alike, we all really got into it. And my son, who just graduated from high school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Cambridge Range in Latin, he had his first and second grade teacher was a male. And a lot of action in the classroom. Not to say, of course, that women teachers don't have action in the classroom, but my son still remembers him fondly. And, in fact, I talked to him from Germany today, and he says, "Oh, you're going to talk about Patrick?" I said, "The guy's name is Patrick Cunningham." I says, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, good, good." And I think, thirdly, a comment that I read in a letter to the editor in the Cincinnati newspaper when they ran my column was really nice, and I'd just like to read it for two sentences. "What a novel idea to have men teaching our youngest children. In today's world where too many children are being raised in a one-parent home without a secure male influence, it would be great for the young boys to see a secure male role model in the form of his elementary teacher." And so my answer, I guess, Neil, is that there's no proof that it boosts academic performance, but I think the fact that a young child sees a male in a role reduces stereotypes, not just of men, but probably for women.
And why are the reasons you think so few men do take those jobs?
Well, the reasons the teachers themselves and researchers have told me was that there's a lot of low wages and the prestige of the profession elsewhere to what men can achieve. There are some issues of masculinity, some fears spoken or otherwise of sexual abuse. In fact, I can tell you that one time my church, not the church I go to now, but a church I used to go to, I volunteered to assist in the preschool, Sunday school, and I literally had a woman take her baby out of my arms when she saw that a guy was running the preschool.
Because she was afraid?
Yes.
That's astonishing.
Yeah. And so the researchers tell, you know, that it's those fears kind of all congeal to guys just saying, you know, this is not something, I might go be a high school teacher, I might be even a middle school teacher, but elementary school, the sort of unspoken risk of the or fears of the classroom and a guy in there all conspire for not a whole lot of men going into the profession.
You talk about male teachers having to keep the doors open to their classrooms.
Yes.
As a matter of policy?
Yeah, it's a matter of personal policy for sure. And frankly, I taught at an all-women's college in Boston for several years. And the first thing my wife told me was keep your office door open.
We're talking with Derek Jackson, the Boston Globe columnist, on the opinion page today about the scarcity of male teachers in elementary school. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get a caller on the line. And let's go to Mike. Mike with us from New Carlisle in Indiana. Mike, are you there? I guess Mike has left us. Let's see if we can go instead to Sam. Sam with us from Eugene in Oregon.
Yes, good morning.
Good afternoon where we are, but go ahead, please.
Okay, sorry about that. I guess we're about 10 minutes away from noon anyway. But, yeah, I was a teacher for a couple of years in Florida. This was about, 10 years ago. And it was awful. You know, I think administrators' perceptions and economics are two of the biggest things stopping more men from going into it. First, a lot of these school systems don't want to hire men who would be in a position of providing for their families head of household incomes. They're just not into that. They're looking for people, i.e., 23 to 28 years old. They won't admit this, of course, but I've known more than enough administrators, including my sister, who is a school administrator. I know how they think, you know, and nobody's admitting to this and denying it and everything else. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of these school systems prefer to hire, say, 23 to 28-year-olds who have no families, who are cheap to insure from a health insurance standpoint, and cheaper to pay. You know, all you have to do is ask them what the collective age is of the people they've hired in the last 5 years, and you get your answer. It's so obvious, and it's not just education, it's everything. And until they change the formula of this health insurance thing where they get away from experience-rated health insurance policies, regardless whether it's education or anything else, in other words, pricing the policy for that group, be it that particular school district or whatever, based on their experience of claims, you know, you're not going to have them hiring mature males as teachers. And most males know this. They know this. They can feel for what I'm saying because they feel the same thing.
Derek Jackson, that was one of the things you wrote about.
Yeah. I think one of the ironies to the whole thing is I can speak to, it's just a strange thing. The health insurance part I can't speak to is directly, but it obviously relates to the low wages and prestige aspect of it. But I've been a scout volunteer for several years now, and it's strange how you can be trusted. We're trusted with boys. They cross over at 11 years old, which is for most kids about fifth grade, and no one thinks anything of it. But in the elementary setting, that's kind of I'm actually, to be honest, quite at a loss. What's the difference between the school setting where there's all these fears and concerns, and yet they'll let us take a kid out into the wilderness for the weekend. But again, I think the caller is referring in large to the low wage aspect of it.
Sam, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Here's an email from Paula in Adrian, Michigan. My son, currently a fourth grader from Paul, excuse me. No, it says Paula. But anyway, my son, currently a fourth grader at Alexander Elementary School in Adrian Public Schools, has been blessed to have not only the typical male PE teacher, but also have in each grade, first through fourth, a male homeroom teacher. His art teacher and principal are also male. It's part of the reason he attends this school in this day of school choice. He's been equally lucky to have great female teachers every year, too. I'm a single mom and wanted to make sure he had a positive male role model on a daily basis. Male teachers provide a different outlook, just like moms and dads provide different approaches to subjects. Alexander's lucky to have such great gender diversity. And just quickly, Derek, you ask in your column, why would anybody do this? How can men change that?
Yeah, well, I think one thing, certainly on the political aspect, is a reinvestment in public schools and making sure both socially, culturally, politically, that we really do value teachers in the classroom. My son's teacher, Patrick Cunningham, said the problem is for both men and women is it's a job where too many people ask, why would anybody do this? He said it's almost like becoming a priest or nun at this point. And so I think the issue is not goes way beyond the male issue. It's the totality of how we do and frankly actually don't value public school teachers.
Derek Jackson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Derek Jackson, a columnist for the Boston Globe. There's a link to his piece at npr.org/blogofthenation. He was with us today by phone from his office at the Globe. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.